Hello, and welcome to another edition of your weekly devotional. As usual, I am your host, DK Obi. Today, I will be discussing with us what I will call the perfect judge. The perfect judge. What is justice? From a layman's terms, in a dictionary definition, justice is all about doing what is fair and right for everyone, doing what is fair and right for everyone, ensuring people get what they deserve, ensuring they get protection, they get punishment or support or rewards, ensuring that wrongs are being corrected. Why justice? Why do we need to talk about justice? Because we live in a world today where so many people feel they have been cheated. So many people are crying for justice. Around the world today, there's war, there's conflict, and there are cries. There's anticipation of justice. There is the need for people to understand the concept of justice. We need justice because we are in an imperfect world. What causes this imperfection? It is sin. Sin is what's made the world what it is today. The world is imperfect because of sin. The world is what it is, with the wickedness, the evil, the cheating, because of sin. We all know the story right from the beginning of a fallen human race because of the disobedience of man. And this brought death and further sin into the world. Because there is sin, because of the sinful nature of man and the corruption of the earth, people will always cheat others. People will always gain advantage over others. There will always be vulnerable. There will always be people who are at the receiving end of the imperfection. So there will then be a need for the correction of these imbalances. Now, we must know the nature of God, His attributes. We must be reminded of God. God is a perfect judge, a perfect judge. What makes God to be perfect in justice? He is omnipotent, meaning He's sovereign in power. He's able to do all things. He's sovereign in power, in might, most powerful, superior in power. He is omniscient. He has perfect knowledge of all things and at all times, meaning even the things which man would naturally not be able to detect, God sees everything. He's perfect in knowledge. He knows deeply what's in people's hearts. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. He's everywhere. His presence is everywhere. There's no place in this universe in which anyone can hide from Him. All things are laid bare before Him. Therefore, He can be a perfect witness. He can have perfect access to evidence. All the limitations that exist in the human system of justice do not exist with God. We see in the Holy Scriptures some instances where God describes His nature of justice. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 4, it describes Him as the rock. His work is perfect and all His ways are justice. He's a God of faithfulness. He's without iniquity. He's without injustice. Just and upright is He. God is the God of justice, perfect justice. Job 34 and verse 11, for according to the work of a man, He will repay him, and according to His ways, He will make it befall him. Jeremiah 17 and verse 10. I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind, to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds. God sees much deeper than what we see. He tests not just the action, but the state of the heart. That's one thing the earthly justice system will not do, the state of the heart. Proverbs 24 and verse 12. If you say, behold, we did not know this, does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who keeps watch over your soul know it? And will he not repay man according to his work? Matthew 16 and verse 27, Jesus says, "For the Son of Man is coming with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done." Romans 2 and verse 6, "He will render to each one according to his works." 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he's done in the body, whether good or evil." Galatians 6 and verse 7, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap." In so many passages, we see how holy scriptures talk about God's perfect justice, the nature of his perfect justice. Now, we as humans, what we regard as justice may not be justice in God's sight. Some things happen in life and we wonder why God seems to be unjust. Some things happen in life and we wonder what kind of justice God is meeting against people. But you must know that God sees the bigger picture. He sees what we don't see. He sees the depth of everyone's heart. We pray, we see people in serious affliction, in serious anguish. We pray and we say, if there is a God in heaven, if this God is kind as we claim, why must this person suffer so much? There's so much you don't know. There's so much we don't see. But God has the bigger picture. He knows the deepest secrets about people that nobody knows. He sees the depth of people's hearts. He can see how different lives, destinies, and outcomes are interlinked. He can see everything as they are interwoven and linked to each other in this world. He also has a perfect history of thousands of years you aren't aware of. There's so many factors and conditions in the equation which must be considered. So before you make accusations about God, just know that as a mere mortal, there is a limit to what you can comprehend. He is the God of perfect justice. I've used this illustration several times and I'll use it again. I know of people who I grew up with, especially in high school, in secondary school, for example. They have never suffered in life. I left high school almost 30 years ago. Until today, those people have never suffered in life financially. They always have had the best grades. They always have had all they need in school. They always have had the best of everything. They never had problems with entering the uni. They entered uni, they excelled, they finished from uni, they got the best jobs, and today they are very successful with successful families. However, they are not close to the Lord. And I ask the Lord, why is it that such people have it so smooth in life? Whereas there are people who serve you that don't have it that smooth. And the Lord told me, you don't know the sacrifices their ancestors, their grandparents have made. You don't know how godly their grandparents or their ancestors were. There's a lot that God sees that we don't see. I know we have questions, but leave these questions to Him who has perfect knowledge, perfect righteousness, perfect justice. Things may not always be what they seem in appearance. 1 Samuel 16 and verse 7. 1 Samuel 16 and verse 7. God says to Samuel, "Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have rejected him. For God sees the heart. God does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." The physical, The earthly justice system looks at outward appearance, looks physical evidence. But God sees and looks at what we don't see. He looks very deeply. He looks at the state of the heart. He looks at the state of the heart. And that's why Messiah that was meant to come, in Isaiah 11 and verse 3, it says, "He shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor by the hearing of his ears, but his judgment will be a righteous judgment." Be upright, live in righteousness, and allow God to do his job as the perfect judge. In Hebrews 10 and verse 30, it says, "For we know him who said, 'Vengeance is mine, and I will repay,' says the Lord." And again, he says, "The Lord will judge his people." Romans 12 and verse 19, "Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord." This is the word of the Lord. Submit to the perfect judge and allow him to fight for you. Allow him to vindicate you. Allow him to apply his personal attributes of perfect justice. You are blessed. If you heard me and you have questions, you need a miracle, you need healing, you need counseling, you can reach out to us via email, info@project-charis.org. Project-charis, charis is C-H-A-R-I-S. Project-charis.org. Info@project-charis.org. Thank you very much.